Hello and welcome to www.thoughtoftheweek.co.uk. This is David Gardner and this week's thought is titled Can't See the Wood for the Trees. I was having a couple of drinks with some old friends this weekend and I heard the phrase, people just can't see the wood for the trees. I was stunned because only the day before someone else had said the same phrase to me at work. Interestingly, it's one of those common phrases that I've used a few times myself. I did a little digging and I believe the earliest recording of this phrase was in 1546 by John Haywards, who wrote, plenty is no dente, ye see not ye own ease, I see ye cannot see the wood for the trees. The phrase reminded me of a story I heard about Franz Klammer. It was the Winter Olympics located in Innsbruck. Franz was a downhill skier and he needed a great run to win. To cut a long story short, Franz's style was appalling. He went down the slope, almost falling four or five times, and did much of the run on one leg. When he reached the end, not only was it fast, but he'd managed to win and break the world record. He was asked what was he thinking on the way down, and his response was, I just wanted to get down the slope as fast as possible. So, what's this got to do with not seeing the wood for the trees? Well, it occurred to me that sometimes I focus on my strategy at the expense of my goals. Franz on this occasion knew better. Sure, he had a strategy for skiing, which no doubt included having great techniques. But in the crucial moment, he focused on delivering his goal and not delivering his strategy. Determined to get down the mountain faster than anyone else. After all, that's what his strategy was created to do. So assuming there are lots of people like me who sometimes focus on their strategies at the expense of their goals, then I guess it's not surprising why 500 years on, the phrase, can't see the wood for the trees, is so commonplace. So till next week, remember what your goals are. David Gardner.